This is the second time we read these three verses.
那这三节经文当中有非常宝贵丰盛的信息在里面。
There is a wonderful message in these verses.
上一次呢，我们比较集中在第28节。
Last time we focused on verse 28.
我们在思考怎么得安息。
We focus on how we're going to get rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人,
all who are weary and burdened,
每一个人都包括在内了,
everyone is included.
无论是我们身体的重担, 心灵的重担, 各方面的重担, 我们都有,
all kinds of burdens we have physically or maybe in our heart.
所以耶稣真是向每一个人发出的邀请, 可以到耶稣这里来。
Jesus sent out an invitation so that everyone can come to him.
到这里, 我就使你们 得安息,
and I will give you rest.
得安息, 大家注意哈, 英文是用这个, I will give you rest. 耶稣要给我们,
here in English, you talk about Jesus will give us rest.
所以这些经文就让我们看到哈, 得安息的关键在哪里?
What is the key for receiving rest?
得安息的关键是来到耶稣这里。
Is the key is to come before Jesus.
不光你人来了,
not only your person comes,
你的心也跟来了,
your heart comes.
你是带着信心来到耶稣这里。
Come with faith.
耶稣就会把安息赐给你,
and Jesus will give you rest.
我们上一次有讲哈, 这个心理学家告诉我们, 人需要七种的安息。
Psychologists told us that we need seven kinds of rest.
不光身体需要安息,
our body,
心灵需要安息,
our heart,
我们这个感觉啊, 五官啊, 这些的感觉需要休息,
our senses,
我们的创造性需要休息,
our creativity,
他最后也讲到灵性啊, 灵性也需要休息安息,
and also our spirit.
但是心理学家讲这个灵性啊, 讲的就比较模糊。
But yet, when the psychologists talk about spirit, it's kind of vague.
你读圣经就比较清楚。
And you read the Bible, it becomes clear.
实践就是说人的灵需要安息。
It says that human spirit needs rest.
人的灵为什么不得安息呢?
Why did human spirit cannot rest?
就是因为人有罪。
Because we are sinned.
人的罪把人跟那个安息的那个根源就是上帝隔开了。
And sin separates us from the source of rest, which is God.
心理学家可以给我们分析人类的问题。
The psychologists analyze people's problems.
但心理学家没有办法给我们指明得安息的道路。
But they cannot tell us the road to rest.
所以这是为什么我们要来到教会，来到圣经的里面来读神的话语。
And that's why we have to come to the church and read God's words.
耶稣很清楚地告诉我们得安息的道路在哪里。
And Jesus clearly tells us the road to get rest.
得安息的关键是什么呢?
What is the key to get rest?
就是你凭着信心来到主耶稣基督这里。
It's come to Jesus by faith.
这种的安息不光是只有世上有的。
It's not just this world can have.
心理学家帮我们分析的都是地上的事情。
And when the psychologists talk about it, it's all about earthly things.
他没有办法告诉我们说那个永远的安息怎么得到。
They cannot tell us how to get eternal rest.
所以得安息的关键是在耶稣基督钉十字架的耶稣基督。
The key of rest is Jesus nailed on the cross.
耶稣基督钉十字架的时候不是为他自己的罪。
Jesus, when he's nailed on the cross, is not because of his own sins.
耶稣基督钉十字架是为世人，包括你，包括我，世上所有的人，历史历代的人的罪，他钉在十字架上。
Jesus was nailed on the cross because of your sin, my sin, all the generations of sin.
所以他把神与人之间的唯一的拦阻，就是罪的拦阻，把它撤除了。
He has taken away the hindrance, the separation between man and God, and that is sin.
这是为什么在地上哈，你可以靠着这个睡一个好觉来得身体的安息。
And maybe you can have a good sleep to have your body rest.
你可以找人聊聊天，让你心里得释放，让你心理上面释放这个压力。
And maybe from a psyche point of view, you can have a good talk with somebody else and have some rest.
啊，你可以找一个美丽的风景的地方哈, 住上几天以后, 让你各方面的感官呢, 让你身心呢, 这些里面外面得到一点的安息。
Or maybe you can find a beautiful spot and stay for a few days and you can have your body and also your emotions some rest.
但是这些都是暂时的。
But all those are temporary.
你再回到你的生活当中的时候, 那种的罪所带来的那个重压, 那个压力又会回来。
But when you go back to your daily lives, that burden from sin will come right back.
所以直到有一天你能够来到耶稣基督的十字架的面前, 罪得释放, 罪的重担被卸去的时候, 你才能够得到真正的心灵的安息, 灵里的安息。
But until one day you come before Jesus, then your burden of sin can be let go, then only then will your spirit receive true rest.
而且你的灵里面一旦得到安息, 这种的状态是持续到永远的。
And then your spirit having rest is an eternal condition.
所以也只有靠着耶稣基督，你才能够得到灵魂的永远的安息。
And only through Jesus you can have eternal rest for your soul.
所以这是我们上一次讲的重点。
And that was the focus of last time.
那今天呢，我们会集中思想第29节。
Today we'll focus on verse 29.
耶稣说：“我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。”Take
my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
前面是讲得安息。Earlier
we're talking about give you rest.
这里讲得享安息。Here
talk about will find rest.
大家看到不同没有？
What is the difference? Can you see?
英文也是不一样的哦。
English also different.
得安息叫耶稣说 I will give you rest.
And he's talk about Jesus says about I will give you rest.
但讲到得享安息的时候是 you will find rest.
And then later on talk about you will find rest.
哇，你说耶稣已经给了我们安息，我们得这个安息之后，还有人没有办法得享安息吗？
And you may ask, well, Jesus has given us rest, and are there people who still have not found rest?
所以在中文里面已经把这个答案放在里面了。
In the Chinese, they already give you the answer.
我们不仅要得安息，
Not only will we, you know, have been given rest,
我们还要得享安息。
We also have to find rest.
得安息的人不一定享受到这份安息。
The people who are given rest are not necessarily who will be finding rest.
你的银行账户得了一大笔遗产。
And maybe your bank account has a big inheritance in it.
得没得到？
Did you get it?
得到了，
you got it.
但是是不是这个人知道怎么去支取这笔钱呢？使用这笔钱呢？让他享受这笔钱带来的祝福呢？
But does person know how to use this money to kind of enjoy it?
好多人一辈子很有钱，但过的就像高老头那个吝啬鬼的生活。
A lot of people have money for their entire lives, but they are living like a miser.
有没有人朋友带你去这个 buffet 啊，自助餐里面广告吃？
And then somebody may take you to a buffet.
钱朋友已经替你付了。
And your friend has already paid for it.
你也进了这个自助餐的餐馆了。
You enter into this restaurant.
但一个小时以后转了一圈以后，最后你还空空的肚子走出来呢。
But after an hour, you still kind of turn around and have empty stomach.
以前有个老乡哈，这个要上市场去卖土豆。
And somebody would go to the market and do the potatoes.
早早的起来，这个扛着一袋子的土豆走向自由市场。
And then early in the morning, took a whole basket full of potatoes and trying to go to the market to sell it.
路蛮远的，天气蛮热的，满头大汗。
So it was hot and it was far away, and so it was all sweaty.
这是一个邻居，开车经过，也去自由市场。
And then a neighbor passed by driving also to the same market.
但开着他的这个翻斗车，路过这里。
And then so saw him kind of like with all the potatoes.
哎，老兄，你很辛苦啊，我可以搭你一程。
Hey, brother, you look like you are in a tough time. I can give you a ride.
哇，这么好，我们去一个地方好啊，那我就坐你的车喽。Okay,
good. We're going to the same place. Let me just take a ride.
上了车，带着土豆，然后这个老乡继续开车。And
then after got in the car, and then this kind of like a neighbor will keep on driving.
开了2分钟，回头一看。
And then after 2 minutes, he turned around and looked.
这个老兄坐在车上还扛着一袋的土豆在那里。
And then this guy was still kind of sitting in the car, but he was still kind of bearing the burden of the potatoes.
他说：“老兄啊，你已经坐我的车，你就把土豆放下，可以轻松一点了。”
And he said, "Well, brother, you know, you are in my car. Why don't you just put the potatoes down, and you can feel a little better?"
他说：“呀，哎呀，好邻居啊，你已经载我一程，已经很不容易了啊，我怎么能够又把土豆放到你车上呢？增加你的重量。”
And he said, well, brother, you're such a good guy. You already give me a ride. So how can I be just so cutie and then put all the potatoes on the car as well?
今天有没有这样的基督徒，本来银行当中一大笔的钱，但过的还是穷光蛋的生活？
And are there Christians today? They have millionaires in the bank account, but they still live like a poor man.
今天有没有基督徒已经进了自助餐厅，这个钱已经付了，但是还是空着肚子走出来？
Are there Christians who would enter into a buffet restaurant and would still go out empty stomach?
有没有人已经耶稣基督已经给了我们这个安息，却在我们的生命经历当中没有享受到那种的安息？
Are there people who Jesus has given us rest, but we cannot enjoy that rest in our lives?
所以这是我们今天要在29节里看的哈。 我们怎么能够不仅得到这个安息，而且真正的能够得享安息呢？
So verse 29 is going to tell us how not only we're given rest, but we will find rest.
我们再读，仔细读啊。
Let's read carefully.
我心里柔和谦卑，耶稣讲的哈，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
耶稣给我们指出一条必得享安息的道路。
Jesus has pointed out this road that we can definitely find rest.
但是是有条件的。
But there is a condition.
第一个条件是什么？
What is the first condition?
你们当负我的轭。
Take my yoke from upon you.
所以这是第一个条件。
And that's the first condition.
我们来到耶稣这里，要把我们的罪要认罪，要悔改，把那个罪的重担放下。
When we come before Jesus, we have to repent and put the burden of sin down.
但是你要想得享这个神给我们的安息，你要把你的肩上放上另外一副的轭。
But if you want to find rest, you have to take another yoke upon you.
你们当负我的轭。
You have to take my yoke upon you.
所以想安息的关键第一个啊，我们先看哈，从这个经文当中是怎么讲的，我们再去理解哈，这到底是什么意思啊？所以想安息的第一个关键就是负主的轭。
So the first key to find rest is to take the yoke of Jesus.
耶稣是做什么工作的？
What kind of work does Jesus do?
他在出来之前，他是传福音之前，他是做木匠的，对不对？
Before he was preaching the gospel, he was a carpenter.
那这个木匠呢，不光是造房子、造家具哈，而且哈，他还造轭。
Not only does he build houses or furniture, he also build yokes.
轭啊，是把两个耕田的牛啊，通过一个轭把它连接在一起。
It's through the yoke that you will connect two oxen plowing the field.
这样，这两头牛可以同心合力的啊，朝着一个方向去走啊，替这个农夫去耕地。
So the yoke would cause the two cows to go in the same direction to cultivate the land for the farmer.
所以耶稣作为木匠，他知道这个轭是怎么回事。
So Jesus as a carpenter, he knew what a yoke is.
他要为这个牛要去造轭的时候呢，他要亲自去把这个牛牵来哈，量量它的尺寸大小，然后照着它身体的形状去造这个轭。
So when he was going to build a yoke, he's going to take the cows and measure it so that he will build the yoke to fit the cows.
所以当耶稣说我的轭是容易的，他的意思是说。这个轭是跟这个牛是量身定做的。
So when Jesus said that his yoke is easy, that means that it's custom fit for the oxen.
所以耶稣说，如果你要想得享安息的话，你要负我给你量身定做的这一副的轭。
So Jesus said that when you want to find rest, you have to take this yoke that is custom made for you.
这位灵魂的木匠哈，他造的这个灵魂的轭哈，正适合我们的身量、大小、尺寸。我们要负他的轭是最舒服的。
And so when this spiritual carpenter is going to build a yoke that will be comfortable for us.
这个买东西的时候很怕给人买鞋。
When I buy things for people, I'm afraid of buying shoes for people.
很难买哦。
Very difficult.
不光知道它的尺寸。
You have to know the sizes.
而且买鞋你一定要试，对不对？
You always have to try it.
同样的尺寸穿在脚上的那个感觉是不一样的。
Even though you are the same size, but when you wear it, it's going to feel different.
买袜子比较容易。
Buying socks is easier.
所以不知道怎么给别人买礼物，就去买十二双袜子送给人。
If you don't know what to buy, people just buy a whole bunch of socks with them.
耶稣说我的轭是容易的。
Jesus said my yoke is easy.
因为是他了解我。
Because he understands us.
他造了我们。
He created us.
他知道我们的过去、现在和将来。
He knows our past, present, and future.
所以他要照着我们的身量量身定做，那个轭是最适合我们的。
So he customized this yoke that is perfect for us.
而且他说他的担子是轻省的。
And his burden is light.
为什么担子是轻省的呢？
Why is the burden light?
因为不是一头牛扛着这个担子。
Because it's not a single ox bearing it.
是两头牛一起扛着这个担子。
It's two oxen bearing it.
如果我们是其中一头牛的话。
If we are one of the oxen.
另外一头牛是谁啊？
Who is the other oxen?
耶稣说。我的轭啊，他在另外一边呢。
Jesus said it's my yoke, meaning he is on the other side.
所以当你跟耶稣基督一起来负这个轭的时候，耶稣说这个担子是轻省。
So when you bear the yoke together with Jesus, the burden is light.
因为他完全知道我们有多大的力气。
Because he knows how much strength we have.
他知道我们能够负担多少。
He knows how much we can bear.
他也知道我们到哪里极限了哈，不能再加了，再加我们就受不了了。
He knows our limit and we cannot add any more to it.
对，作为一个父亲哈，当三个孩子长大的时候，我们知道这个孩子长到多大的年龄能够担多大的担子。
As a father of three, I know what stage, what burden can each the child bear.
何况在天上的最慈爱、最智慧的那一位天父呢？
Not to mention how Heavenly Father, who is the most merciful and loving.
请注意，这里耶稣在讲说是谁的轭。
And please pay attention to whose yoke it is.
他说是我的轭。
He said it's my yoke.
是耶稣的轭。
It's Jesus' yoke.
所以这个轭呢，是代表三层的意思。
And this yoke represents three layers of meanings.
第一个，这个轭表达出一种的关系。
First, it represents a relationship.
耶稣说：“这是我的轭。”
Jesus said, "It's my yoke."
他在邀请我们来到他这里，放下罪的重担，哈，把那个压得我们喘不过气那个罪恶放下，在十字架上得到释放以后呢，来学习父耶稣让我们去做的那件事儿，让我们所背负的那个轭。
He invites us to come before him, and after shedding the burden of sin, to bear the yoke together with him.
不要搞反喽。
Don't get it all wrong.
不是我的轭哟。
Is not my yoke.
不是信耶稣，我邀请耶稣来，来我这里来，给我搬背重担哦。
And it's not after I believe in Jesus, I invite Jesus to come with me to bear my yoke.
当我们现在罪当中的时候，一大堆的问题。
And when we have a whole host of problems,
一大堆的压得我们喘不上气的，里面的、外面的、心里面的、灵里面的。
And there are all kinds of things that would kind of press us, and then press on us, and that it may be our body or our physical or our, you know, spiritual problems.
这一部分是需要我们释放给神的。
Those are the things that we need to release and let go
of God. 卸在神的面前的。
And we can share it.
耶稣基督已经在十字架为我们承担了所有的罪的罪债。
Because Jesus has already borne the burden of sin on the cross.
但是如今，当你信耶稣基督以后，你怎么生活的时候，你要接受耶稣这个邀请，不是邀请他进入你的生活，而是你进入他的计划。
And after you believe in Him, it's not to invite Him to come to your life; it's you go into His life.
要跟耶稣基督建立这样一种的关系。
To build this relationship with Jesus.
他是主，我们是仆。
He is the master, we the servant.
我们不能命令他为我去做事。
We cannot command him to do things for us.
作为仆人，我们听主人的，看看主人让我们做什么样的事。
As a servant, we need to see what the master wants us to do.
所以我们这个负轭，我们要搞清楚哈，这是主的轭，我们要调整好跟主的关系。他是主人，我们是仆人。
And so this is his yoke, and we have to clarify the relationship. He's the master, and we are the servant.
第二个哈，你负这个轭的第二层的意思是表示一种的顺从。
And the second layer of meaning is that we have to submit.
对主有一种完全的顺从的一种的态度。
We have this attitude of submission to him.
既然他是主，就让他做主哦。
If he's the master, let him be the master.
他来做决定，我们来跟从。
He makes a decision, and we follow.
他是老师，我们来做学生。
He is a teacher, we are the pupils.
他是天上的父派下来带领我们的，我们就做顺命的儿女，做他的子民。
He is sent by the Heavenly Father, and we will be the obedient children.
所以负了主的轭的这头牛，什么时候很辛苦呢？
When would this ox who bore the yoke feel a lot of suffering?
就是主人往前走的时候，他不走。
And it's when the master wants to go forward and he doesn't.
主人要往东走，他偏要往西走。
And the master wants to go to the east, he wants to go to the west.
这头牛就很辛苦。
And then he will be suffering.
所以我们信主之后要学习认识主的步调。
And that as a Christian, we need to learn the pace of our master.
我们要知道主要带我们去哪个方向，我们就跟着他去哪个方向。
We want to know what the master leads us in which direction, and we have to follow in that same direction.
当我们带着这样一种顺从的心，这个神，这个主人啊，就会一步一步的带领我们，不仅走，而且能够完成任务，而且我们的担子是轻省的，这个轭是容易负的。
And if we follow our master's direction, then our burden is light, and we will be clear in where we're going.
第三层意思啊，这个轭所代表的是一种合作的关系，伙伴的关系。
And the third layer of meaning is about a meaning of cooperation.
何等大的福气哦！这位天地的主宰竟然给我们这个机会，成为他的伙伴呢。
What a blessing that this heavenly, this master in the heaven would give us this chance to cooperate with him.
这位天地的主竟然能够借着我们去成就他要成就的事儿哦。
This creator would want us to work with him to fulfill what he wants to fulfill.
这位主人要传递一个信息，竟然能够借着我的脚去走，去传递这个信息哦。
He wants to send a message and he's using feet to go propagate that message.
耶稣在邀请我们，不要害怕，我们面临一些新的挑战呢，以前没有做过的事情啊，一些的施工啊，我们心里就会有担心、有惧怕，因为没有做过，没有经验。
And when we face challenges, things that we have not done before, then we may be afraid inside.
怎么能够去除去这种心中的惧怕呢？
How do we remove that fear?
就是你要认定这是主要带你走的方向。
You need to identify, clarify, and confirm that this is the direction the Lord wants you to go.
这不是你的事情，这是主人的事情。
This is not your thing. This is your master thing.
我们只是跟他配合。We
just kind of cooperate with him.
做主的是主。
And as the master, he's the master.
耶稣既然差派我们去做这件事情，他一定会把够用的恩典、能力、智慧都给我们。If
he sends us to do something, he's going to give us enough strength and grace to do it.
既然这个主人让你看到你面前这个人的需要，你就照着你的跟随的、顺从的信心去做。And
he saw your needs, and you just have to be obedient and follow him.
当你摆上你自己的一份的时候，When
you give off your best.
你所见证的、所发生的事情，远远超过你所能想象的。What
you experience will far exceed your imagination.
一个小孩子把5个饼、2条鱼拿到耶稣的面前。A
child brings 5 loaves and 2 fish in front of Jesus.
一个小孩子的一顿午餐呢？And
one child may have one lunch.
但是当时在那聚会没有饭吃的男人就至少5000人了。
But at least the people who were gathering, there were at least men, there were 5,000 who didn't have any food.
加上妇女儿童上万人哦。
And maybe adding the children and the women, there may be over 10,000.
你会觉得说这5饼2鱼有什么用呢？
And you say, what's the use of 5 loaves and 2 fish?
我自己吃这一顿可以保证不饿，但是拿给耶稣这么多的需要，我怎么能够满足他们？
I may eat it and be fulfilled, but if I give it to Jesus, how is it going to meet all of those needs?
当你担心的时候，
When you're worried,
当你惧怕的时候，
you're fearful,
你就要问自己，你那个位置摆对了没有啊？
And you have to ask yourself, have I put myself in the right place?
你不是主人呢。
You are not the master.
你不是那些这个要满足这5000人、成千上万的人吃饭问题的那个主哦。
You are not the master who's going to fulfill the needs of 5,000 or 10,000.
你要摆对你的位置。
You have to clarify your position.
带着信心投靠他。
And with faith, you come to him.
带着信心把你所有的拿出来。
With faith, you give off your best.
哇！耶稣在他们面前就祝福祷告，结果这5饼2鱼就真的喂饱了5000个男人和成千上万的人哦。And
through his blessing and prayer, then indeed that little food would fill up the stomach of 5,000 or even 10,000.
当惧怕拦阻你的脚步的时候，你就错过了这样的机会哦。When
fear was blocking your steps, then you would miss an opportunity.
当你 惧怕拦阻你的脚步，你就错过了见证神行神迹，而且是借着你行神迹的机会哦。When
you fear was blocking your steps, then you will miss the miracles, and that you be participating in the miracles.
接着接受耶稣的邀请啊，负这个恶，跟主恢复这样的关系，顺从他，然后与他一起来同工。Accepting
Jesus' invitation to establish relationship with him and submit to him as a master. And then also cooperate with him in his ministries.
耶稣说：“你们要负我的轭。”Jesus
said, "Take my yoke upon you."
什么是耶稣的轭？哈，到了16章的时候，他讲的就更清楚了。实际上，这个轭就是指十字架。And
in chapter 16, it makes it even clearer what this yoke is about is his cross.
耶稣要背着十字架去哥哥他。Jesus
was going to bear the cross to go to Golgotha.
要成就对全世界人的救赎。To
accomplish the salvation for mankind.
然后他转过身来呼召每一个要愿意跟从耶稣的人，跟他一样来背十字架。And
then he turned around to call upon all those who follow him to take his cross.
他对这些门徒，这些门徒是跟随耶稣基督的这些的学生哈。对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then Jesus said upon his disciples, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up my cross and follow me.
可能有时候在这里哈，有些人心里就犯嘀咕了。And
sometimes you may be kind of like a little bit complaining inside.
信耶稣不是那么简单的事情啊。
It's not simple to believe in Jesus.
信耶稣还要付主的轭啊。
We have to take his yoke.
耶稣为什么还要把一个轭给我们来付呢？
Why does he still have to give us a yoke?
为什么我们一定要背起十字架来跟从耶稣？
Why do we have to take the cross and follow him?
不光是跟着耶稣。
Not only just to follow him.
跟着耶稣还有要求的。
And then there are all these demands.
要舍己。
We have to deny ourselves.
把你天然的自我全部舍掉。
Our natural self, we have to kind of sacrifice away.
背起他所背的那个十字架，那个十字架是死亡的记号。
And then take his cross, which is a symbol of death.
那个时代的人一听说谁要背十字架，就说这个人要死了。
And any time anybody heard that anybody is going to take a cross at that time, they said, "Oh, that's a good person going to die."
耶稣竟然呼召跟随他的门徒，跟他一起赴死哦。
And Jesus is inviting all his followers to go to death together.
所以很多人就会害怕、担心、止步不前。
And then a lot of people will be fearful and also kind of maybe complaining.
但耶稣给我们解释这个原因，为什么我们跟随耶稣基督一定要舍己，要背十字架呢？
And then Jesus explained to us why is it that we have to deny ourselves and take the cross upon him.
我们再读下去，读下一句我们就明白了。
And if you read on, then you understand.
因为凡要救自己生命，又可以翻译成灵魂，要救自己的生命或者救自己灵魂的，必丧掉生命。凡为我丧掉生命的或者灵魂的，必得着生命，或者必得着灵魂。
So for whoever will save his life or his soul shall lose it, and whoever will lose his life or his soul will, for my sake, shall find it.
耶稣讲得很清楚喽。
Jesus said it very clearly.
为什么我们要跟从他，一定要背十字架呢
？Why is it when we follow him, we take the cross?
我们一定要负他给我们预备的那副轭呢
？Why do we take his yoke?
因为这是一条得生命的道路。
Because it's life to receive life.
是你生命发生改变的道路。
Is a way that you will change your life.
是让你天然而来的这个人的这个生命被彻底的翻转，彻底的替代。
So that your natural life will naturally be replaced.
让已经被罪所污染的这个生命完全的舍掉以后呢，用耶稣基督那个完全完美的、圣洁的、荣耀的生命来代替。
And that your life that has been contaminated by sin will be replaced by this life that is holiness.
所以这就是在十一章第二十九节讲的第二个重点，你要想得享安息的话，第二个重点就是要学主的样式。
And that's the second emphasis in verse 29 is that we need to follow example to find rest.
其实这两点是相关的。
Actually, these two points are related.
为什么我们要负主的轭
？Why do we have to bear his yoke？
为什么我们要背十字架？
Why do we have to take the cross?
为什么我们要负起耶稣基督为我们定制的这副轭呢
？Why do we have to take his yoke?
目的就是为了像主。
Because we want to be like him.
目的就是为了除去我们的老我，让我们越来越像主耶稣基督的样式。
Is to remove our old self to be more and more like him.
哇，你要除去里面原来与生俱来的，无论是你二十岁信主、三十岁信主，还是七十岁、八十岁信主，与生俱来的这个。被罪所污染的这个老我要经过一个对付的过程。
No matter whether you believe in 20-year-old, 30-year-old, 70-year-old, if you remove this old self, you have to deal with your sins.
借着顺从主啊，与主同工和跟主合作，背负这个一起背负这个恶的这个过程，我们就不断的去得生命，得耶稣基督的生命，我们就不断的去舍去生命，舍去我们原来那个败坏的。
And through obeying him, then we'll, in this process, we'll constantly be shedding our old self and put on the new self.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
学耶稣的样式，耶稣的样式是什么呢
？Learn from him. What is that we learn from him?
第一句话他已经讲了。我心里柔和谦卑。
It says, "For I am gentle and humble."
所以，我们背十字架负主的轭的目的，就是让我们越来越像主的柔和和谦卑。
So is that we would become more and more humble and gentle like Him.
耶稣说：“虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。”
And the Bible says that those who are poor in spirit.Is blessed because the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
耶稣说，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必得地土。
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
这就是耶稣的样式。
And that is the model of Jesus.
耶稣让我们跟他一起同工，实际上是在磨造我们的生命。
When Jesus wants us to co-work with Him, it's really to mold our lives.
当我们不再挣扎，学习去顺服神，把我们摆放在任何的家庭、任何的朋友圈、任何的这个工作的老板的管制之下，我们愿意顺服下来、服下来、负这个恶的时候，我们的里面就在改变。
When we don't try to struggle and we obedient, whatever circle that God has put it in, be it the family, be it the work, be it other places, then we will be more and more like Him.
我们要学主的样式。We
need to learn from Him.
到了马太福音第十一章的时候，耶稣的这个事工其实很不顺利。When
we get to Matthew 11, actually, Jesus' ministry was not smooth sailing.
耶稣持续传说，天国近了，你们要悔改。Jesus
has been saying that the kingdom of God is near. You need to repent.
结果许多人听到了，但是大部分的人只想得耶稣的医治，得耶稣基督的好处，但不肯真心悔改。
Many people heard it, but most would just want the benefits of healing or other things, and they are not willing to repent.
包括他长期居住和传福音的加利利地区，加百农啊、哥拉逊啊这些的城，他们都不肯悔改。Including
the Galilee area where he's been living, and many people in Capernaum and other places will not repent.
所以我们读刚才耶稣对我们发出邀请之前这个上文，从25节开始。 他说：“那时，什么是那时？那时就是这些城硬着心不肯悔改。他们听到福音，看到耶稣行神迹，但他们不把耶稣当救主，不把耶稣当基督，不把耶稣当做神所差派下来的那位天国的君王。”
And here in this verse, we said, at that time, what is that time? That time is really when he was preaching in that area, and those people refused to believe that he is the Messiah and he was the Savior.
耶稣这个时候有没有咒诅他们呢？
Did Jesus curse them?
有没有降天火毁灭他们？
Did he kind of call down fire from heaven?
他有这个权柄啊，但是他没有这样用。他怎么说？那时耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。”
He had the authority, but he didn't do that. He said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth."
面对人的阻挡，面对人的不信，面对人的拒绝的时候，他依然带着感谢的心、赞美的心、敬拜的心来到上帝的面前。 这是他说的，我心里柔和谦卑的样式。And
facing opposition and refusal, he still have praise and thanksgiving, and that is the example of being humble and gentle.
因为你讲这些事，向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。Because
you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children.
为什么耶稣心里能够这么柔和，这么谦卑呢？
How can Jesus be humble and gentle?
因为他明白上帝做天父做事的方式。Because
he understands the way God did things.
神阻挡骄傲的人，赐福给谦卑的人。谦卑像婴孩，像小孩子一样的人，在神的面前才能真正蒙福。Because
God opposes the proud and blesses the humble, and then he will reveal things to the little children.
所以耶稣不紧张，不着急，因为他知道这一切都在天父的掌管之中。父啊，你是天地的主。
So he was not anxious. He would put all things into God's hands. He said, "You are the creator of heaven and earth."
人拒绝，现在拒绝接受你的救恩，难道真的能够阻挡天父你要成就的计划这些事情吗？
Even people may oppose the salvation plan. Did it really block you from accomplishing it?
No, 耶稣有这样的信心。
No, Jesus would say, because he has faith.
所以他说，我心里柔和。
So that's why he said, "I'm gentle and humble in heart."
哇，是的，因为你的美意本是如此，看到没有？他知道神在做什么，一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父，没有人知道子，除了子没和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。Yes,
Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal Him.
为什么耶稣基督能够这样的柔和谦卑，不急不慌地去成就神要他成就的事儿呢？
How can Jesus be humble and gentle to accomplish what God wanted him to do?
他知道他的一切的根源，他的使命，他要完成的事情都是父交托给他的。
Because he knows all the things that he's accomplished was given to him by the Father.
摆正他跟天父的关系。
And then to correctly place his relationship with Father.
哪怕所有人都拒绝他。
Even though everybody would refuse him,
哪怕那些一开始跟随他的门徒也渐渐地跑离开。Even
those disciples who initially followed him were dispersed,
甚至就在他成就上帝教他成就的那件事儿， 被钉在十字架的时候，连他的门徒都逃走了。
And even when his disciples who followed him were all dispersed and went away when he was nailed on the cross.
但他很清楚他自己在做什么。
But he was clear what he was to do.
他很清楚这个时候正是上帝的旨意成就的时候。
Because he knew that that's the time that God's will was accomplished.
所以你看，他不被别人的反应、别人对待他的态度所使他灰心失望。
So he was not discouraged of other people's attitude.
因为他眼睛一直看着天。
Because his eyes were focused on Heavenly Father.
他所要做的就是要成就天父让他所做的事情。
He's going to accomplish what God the Father wanted him to accomplish.
他成就了这一切以后，他说成了。
He said it is finished.
真的成。
Really.
当时的人不明白。
At that time, people did not understand.
当时的人不知道。
Those people did not know.
但是当耶稣在十字架上宣告成的时候，就成了。
Because when he said it is finished on the cross.It is.
今天我们这一班人能够坐在这里，就是一个明显的见证。耶稣说成了。
And this group of people who sat here is a testimony that it is finished.
今天普天之下这么多的人相信耶稣基督，归向耶稣基督，就是给耶稣基督在十字架上宣告的一个明显的见证，因为他说成了。
And all the people in the world who are now Christians is a testimony to what Jesus said on the cross. It is finished.
注意。耶稣在这里讲，我心里柔和谦卑。
Here Jesus said, "I am gentle and humble in heart."
我查了一下福音书啊，四本福音书都加在一起啊，这是耶稣基督第一次，也是唯一的一次，告诉我们他心里的状态是怎样。
And I look at all four Gospels, and this is the first time and the only time that Jesus said his heart condition.
唯一的一次是他自己讲啊，好像把他的心。打开了，让我们看说里面有什么？里面有的是柔和、谦卑的生命。
And it's like Jesus opened his heart and revealed what is inside, and is gentle and humble inside.
在约翰福音里面，耶稣反复的讲：“我是道路、真理、生命，我是真葡萄树，我是天上的粮，我是世界的光。”他讲了很多的我是。
And then in the book of John, in the Gospel of John, Jesus said many things about I am the true vine, I am the way and the truth and the life, and also, you know, I'm the way. So all those things that talk about what he think he is.
耶稣讲了很多他是的他的那个身份，他的那个属性，他的那个本质是什么？
Talks about his nature and what his role.
但是在这里啊，这个马太福音十一章二十九节是唯一一次描述他心中的那种的生命的状态。
But yet the only time he talk about his heart condition is here in Matthew 11.
我心里柔和谦卑。
I am gentle and humble in heart.
最近我们在学习这个用诗篇祷告嘛，读诗篇的时候，我最近突然注意到一句话，就是我的心呢。
And then when we study the Psalms recently, we also notice there is a way of saying my heart.
今天早晨威风弟兄带我们读的诗篇六十二篇第五节，我注意到我的心呢，你当默默无声，专等候神。
And then here we read Psalm 62, and you talk about my heart. You need to focus on waiting on the Lord.
诗篇四十二篇说：“我的心呐，你为何烦闷
？”And in Psalm 42, my heart, why are you downcast?
为何在我里面烦躁呢
？Why are you anxious inside?
诗篇四十三篇也继续讲说：“我的心呐，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁呢
？”And then also in Psalm 43, why my heart, why are you downcast inside me?
诗篇十六篇说。我的心呐、啊，你曾对耶和华说：“你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。”但最多的诗篇里讲，我的心呐、啊，呼唤我的心的时候，做一件事就是我的心呐、啊，你要称颂耶和华。
And most of the time, my heart give praise to the Lord.
这是到了一百零三篇之后反复出现。我的心呐、啊，你要赞美耶和华；我的心呐、啊，你要称颂耶和华；我的心呐、啊，你要仰望神。常常是这样的呼唤我们的心。
And then oftentimes in Psalm 103 was saying that my heart, you need to give praise, you need to give thanksgiving, and you need to look upon the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们平时不大这样讲话的啊。
Brothers and sisters, usually we don't talk like that.
但是大家要体会，要学习这样去讲话。
Maybe we need to learn how to talk like that.
好像把我的心当作另外一个人一样。
It's like treating my heart as a different person.
你跟你的心之间在对话。
It's like you talking to your heart.
当你心里面很多的思虑在那里转来转去，哇，你不得。安宁，让你晚上睡不着觉的时候，你要说：“我的心呐、啊，你要默默无声。”
And then when you are thinking of all kinds of different things, and then you just really cannot even sleep, and then you need to say, my heart, you need to be quiet.
当你心里有惧怕、有惊慌的时候，你说，我的心呐，你要仰望神。
And when your heart is fearful, you need to say, my heart, you need to look upon the Lord.
我们要常常提醒我们的心，不要在那里发怨言。
And we need to remind our heart that we shouldn't complain.
我们常常要警告我们的心，不要在那里议论别人。
We need to warn our hearts, do not judge others.
我们要提醒我们的心，不要总讲那些对自己讲那些泄气的话。
And we need to remind our heart that we should not be saying discouraging things.
我的心呢，不要去嫉妒别人，不要去怨恨那个人，不要去批评论断神的仆人。
My heart, you should not be envious of others. You should not be judgmental of others.
我们常常要呼唤我们的心说，我的心呐，你要称颂耶和华，这是我们最需要的。
My heart, you need to praise the Lord.
耶稣强调他的心，我们要注意我们的心。
Jesus emphasizes his heart, and we need to pay attention to our hearts.
我们要效法主耶稣基督的榜样。We
need to learn the example of Jesus.
他知道休息的。He
knows to rest.
狂风巨浪当中，那些门徒吓得不得了，害怕。耶稣在那里睡觉休息，在狂风巨浪当中，相信天父的保守，依然可以安然入睡。
In a storm, he still trusts in the Father God, and he would find rest.
耶稣知道，常常来到父神的面前来祷告。He
knows to come before Father to pray.
清早的时候，天未亮的时候，他就爬起来去祷告。Very
early morning, he went up to pray.
晚上天黑以后，别人都休息了，他依然上山上去祷告，整夜的祷告。In
the evening, when other people are resting, he would go up to the mountain and pray for the whole night.
直到休息，直到祷告，他也知道找时间去独处。He
knows to rest and pray, and also knows how to withdraw by himself.
耶稣既知道众人要强逼他做王，他就独自又退到山上去了。Jesus
knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself.
耶稣随即五饼二鱼以后，这些人要拥立他为王的时候，他随即催门徒上船。 先渡到那边去，等他叫众人散去，散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一个人在那里。And
immediately after the 5 loaves and 2 fish miracle, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone.
再忙，不要忘记休息。And
then we should not forget rest.
事情再多，不要忘记去祷告。And
when many things, don't forget to pray.
当你面临很多紧张的时候，可能这个时候你就要需要独自离开各样的关系，独自来到神的面前，去与神来亲近。And
when there are things that make you nervous, that maybe you need to withdraw by yourself and to be with God.
所以上一堂我们讲得安息的关键呢。And
last time we talk about the key to getting rest.
来到主的面前，除去罪担，得安息。And
come before the Lord to remove the burden of sin.
今天我们学的是想得享安息的关键，是负主的轭，学主的样式，以至于得享安息。And
today the key about finding rest is to take the yoke of the Lord and follow example.
最近我在读这本书，这个尼托生的传记。
Recently, I read this autobiography of Watchman Nee.
那了解了很多他的一些的事情。
Understand many things about him.
那其中有一个很短的一章，只有一页半的一章吸引了我的注意。
There was a chapter and a half that attracted my attention.
这一章的题目叫做《圣灵的管制》。
The title is Governed by the Holy Spirit.
我们信了耶稣以后，成了耶稣的门徒以后。 神常常用三种方式来让我们的生命成熟。And
after we become a Christian, there are usually three ways that God makes us mature in our lives.
第一个是借着圣经。First
is through the Bible.
圣经像一面镜子。Bible
is like a mirror.
常常照出我们里面的问题，让我们得洁净、得成长。It
will show the problem that we have inside and help us to grow.
圣经也是生命的粮，我们不断地吃这个粮食，生命就会成熟成长。
And it's also the food of our spiritual lives. If we eat it, we will grow and mature.
第二种方式呢，神常常用圣灵，随时的提醒，微小的声音，他信实的引导，来让。 让我们的生命成长。
And second is through the Holy Spirit, through His guidance and His small voice.
第三种方式，它是通过圣徒，就是神放在我们身边的那个肢体弟兄姐妹。
And thirdly is through the saints, meaning the brothers and sisters around us.
有时候是鼓励啊，有的时候是建造啊，有的时候是啊、是这个责备。
And sometimes it is correction, sometimes it is building up and encouragement.
所以神把我们这一批人放在一个教会里面哈，生命跟生命相磨，有的时候会有摩擦，但是摩擦最后的结果是让我们得益处。
And God put this group of people together, and then we may have conflicts, and we may, but that's the way that we grow.
所以这三种方式我们都知道的。
And all these three things we know.
但尼弟兄呢，有一段时间他特别讲第四件事情。
And then Brother Ni talked about a fourth way sometimes.
他给他取了一个名字叫圣灵的管制。
He named it governed by the Holy Spirit.
那实际上他在讲什么呢？他就说神会借着环境。
And what is he actually saying? He's really through the environment.
神借着你所处的那个环境。
Through the environment that you are in.
神借着你最近所经历的这个环境来塑造你的生命。
So through the environment that you recently experiencing to mold your lives.
你看，这是他写的，这个传记作者写的一段话啊，应该是引述尼弟兄的话啊。他说，当神的儿女寻求神的时候，无论他们身上发生什么样的事情，无论源头是什么，无论对付的性质是什么，无论是如何发生的，一切都是神的手所安排的，目的是为了对付我们天然的人。
When God's children seeking God, no matter what things happen on them, no matter the source, no matter the nature, no matter how, all of this is arranged by God's hand. The purpose is to deal with our natural self.
所以当我们用这样的眼光看待我们周围的人，周围的事儿，这个大环境的时候，你的眼睛就不再 focus 在外面，而是 focus 在你的里面。
So when you use that perspective to look at the things and the people around us, then you will not be focused on the things outside, but you focus on yourself.
所以尼弟兄他自己也有段时间专门操练这件事情哈，遇到什么事都不埋怨。
And then that's how he practiced Brother Ni on all those things, and then whatever things he experienced, he did not complain.
无论发生什么事，好事坏事，顺利的不顺利的呀，有人批评，有人论断，有人抵挡，他就往里面看。他说：“神又要在我身上要做什么工作呢
？”And so doesn't matter whether good things, bad things, people are opposing or hindering him, he's always going to ask, "What is God trying to accomplish?"
因为他有一个基本的认定，他说：“无论什么样的事情啊，万事都可以相互效力的，可以让爱神的人得益处。”
Because he knows that in all things God works for the good of those who love him.
他不仅晓得这个罗马书八章二十八节说我们晓得哈，他不仅这么晓得，而且他真的是这样做的。
We all know about Romans 8:28, but not only does he know, he really is doing it.
万事就是发生在你身边的所有的事情啊。
All things meaning all things that happen around you.
生病也好，健康也好。
Healthy or sickness.
别人同意你也好，别人批评你也好。
Agree or people agree with you, or people kind of like criticizing you.
万事的背后有一只大手。
All things behind has a big hand.
掌管一切的那个主宰在安排万事哦。
The creator of heavens is arranging all things.
目的是什么
？What is the purpose?
你遇到一个很苛刻的老板，就刁你刁难你，让你吃苦头，为的是什么
？You have an awful boss who's going to picking on you on everything.
好好的同工，结果突然这个好像。要断交要翻脸的样子了。
And maybe you have a good coworker before, but now suddenly he's kind of turning against you.
为什么
？Why?
因为有一只大手在后面掌管。
Because there's a big giant hand controlling it.
让爱神的人得益处。
So that those who love him would benefit.
经历这些事情，你就更加的有忍耐。
And all of these things, you have more patience.
突破你那个爱心的界限，让你的爱心成长。
So that your love would grow beyond that boundary.
知道你怎么样的话语，在任何的情况下，不发脾气，不发怒，专讲造就人的好话。
So you not be throwing temper tantrums, but you'll be saying all kinds of things to build others up.
所以他尼弟兄也常常用这句话提醒他自己啊。他说：“因我所遭遇的是出于你，出于神，我就默然不语。”
And he also.Like to say, I have become mute. I do not open my mouth because of what you, God, have done.
尼陀生弟兄很喜欢起新名词儿。
Brother Nee likes
use new terms, create new terms.
And when he says the governed by the Holy Spirit is really talking about the yoke of Jesus.
当我们凭着信心，顺从在主的安排之下，愿意心甘情愿的接受圣灵的管制也好，来负耶稣基督的轭，背负耶稣给我们量身定做这个轭的话，我们就会越来越像主的样子。When
we submit in front of Him and bear His yoke, we'll be more and more like Him.
接下来我们会守圣餐。Later
on, we will be observing Holy Communion.
在这之前呢，我们先唱一首诗歌。
We will sing a response song
来预备我们每个人的心,
to prepare our hearts
注意我们的心,
and to pay attention to our hearts.
不管外面的环境发生什么样的事情, 不管别人对待你的态度是怎样, 回到你的心里面去检查你的心。
It doesn't matter what the environment, what other people are doing to you, go back to your heart to examine your heart.
让我们的心在主的面前能够得享安息。
So that our heart will find rest in front of Him.